Welcome to the How to Be Happy with Yourself podcast. I'm your host, Becky Smith. I'm your certified life and creation coach. I'm here to guide you through the process of setting boundaries, letting go of fear and guilt, improving relationships with others, but most importantly, the relationship with yourself. Because life is better when you're truly happy with yourself. Hello and welcome to this week's episode, More Often Than Not. This past Sunday, I was sitting in church listening to all the wonderful Mother's Day talks. You know them, the angel mother talks that start out with, and she never complained. She was always loving. She was fill in the blank, some kind of adjective of always, never. You know, the angel mother talks. I've been pondering the message that they send to us and why I can sometimes feel a little agitated or bothered by them. Now, I do consider that I have an angel mother, so I totally validate whoever gets up there and talks about their mother like this. I totally understand where they're coming from and what they're really truly trying to say. But I also wonder if there is an alternative or another way to approach Mother's Day, to approach motherhood in general, without having to put motherhood up on a pedestal and put these attributes, these unattainable perfection attributes up there for us to wonder what's wrong with us and why we're not like that, why we complain, why we're not always loving, we're not always understanding, while we are not always compassionate. I heard a poem on the Faith Matters podcast by Darlene Young. It spoke to this same concept that I'm talking about. She was talking about hearing talks about, and she never complained. So the name of this poem is called The Truth Is. One, she did complain, but her sweet children have chosen not to remember. They think this is a kindness. What does such an edit do to their own wives and daughters, to themselves? Two, she did complain, but they didn't notice. What they heard? Some kind of disturbance in the distance. It made them vaguely uneasy, like when the sun goes behind a cloud. Three, she did complain, but well, how does one define complaint? They heard wishful thinking, daydreams, nothing real. Four, she did not complain. She didn't know she could. Five, she did not complain. It was a choice. Unbearable, the thought of herself as a complainer. She'd heard the talks at church. Six, she did not complain. She had discovered its fruitlessness. Seven, she did not complain. Those around her would not allow it. How powerful their control, how beautiful their world. Eight, she did not complain. She had lost language completely. In her terror, was this to be her life? Nine, she did not complain, but kept it inside where it ate a hole through parts of her designed to protect her from herself. She went from doctor to doctor searching. 10. She did not complain. She had nothing to complain about. Every day was joyful. The only problems, ones to which she had the answers, or bottomless faith that she would soon. In fact, she never left the garden at all. all the adults around her find her amusing. 11. She did not complain, being silent like all mythical creatures. This poem really resonated with me because when we say things like this, it takes the humanness out of motherhood. It takes the truth out of motherhood. It takes the humanity out of it when we use modifiers like always and never in describing the ideal, perfect mother. And as a person who is a recovering perfectionist, this really can be a trigger for me. So I have had to come up with an alternative thought, one that feels true to me, while still honoring the person and honoring maybe they did a lot of work on the inside to not be a complainer. Like maybe that was something they really worked on and grew, and you know, so who am I to judge that? But I just think saying always and never really takes away from the truth of what it is to struggle, what it is to really be a mother. So the phrase that I really like instead is more often than not. More often than not, she didn't complain. More often than not, she was loving. More often than not, she was understanding. Because that feels true to me. That feels real to me. Because it shows that there are both sides. And there should be. There should be both sides to it. I don't think never complaining is a good thing. Just like it says in this poem, that maybe this not complaining actually caused health problems in her body. Or sometimes we might eat our complaints, right? Emotional eating. Or we just don't fulfill our dreams. We don't allow ourselves to even be discontented with where we're at in our lives. Just like it was saying in that poem. Darlene Young just said it so beautifully, better than I ever could. That's why I wanted to read it to you. But I just wanted to give you a little point to ponder and just a little something to think about when we refer really to anyone in this way. I do not want my kids to say things like that about me because I know they're not true. I would rather hear something really concrete and detailed, like more often than not, Mom asked me how my day was. More often than not, Mom tucked me in at night. More often than not, Mom was present around me. So I hope this gives you something to think about. I hope this gives you some language to think of yourself and to think of motherhood in a different way. One that's maybe a little more truthful, one that's a little less perfectionistic, and one that can kind of shatter that pedestal and that ideal and bring it back down to the real world that we live in. Thank you so much for listening. Once again, have a beautiful week and bye for now.
If you have ever felt like you know what you should be doing to be happy with yourself, but you can't seem to get yourself to do it, then I'm the life coach for you. Click on my calendar in the show notes to sign up for a free life coaching session, personalized and tailored to help you get unstuck and be happy with yourself.